Doctor Who be celebrating 60 years. Russell 60 T. Davis, years. David 60. Tennant with us. Wow. Oh, Russell, do you remember the first episodes that you watched as a child?
I am 60 years old, so I remember when I was three, it's my very first memory of television. It's probably my first memory of life, which is William Hartnell, the first Doctor, regenerating into Patrick Troughton. I mean, I was a little tiddle. I had no idea what was going on. Just a man fell to the floor. But I remember it was terrifying, really spookily terrifying. And did that turn me into who I am now? Here I am, years later, recreating that.
I would have thought that little boy there, what was to come, it's that amazing. Influence
it just
so
goes to show
early.
Anyone could do it. Watch the show, you can love it, you can end up running it.
You could end up running it. That's a great thing to think of. It's so very, very true. David Tennant, lots of people asking if you still have a police box in your garden. Do you have a TARDIS in your garden?
I do have a little mini TARDIS, yes.
Okay, how many are we talking? Can you get in it? Okay.
I have got in it in the past. It's not easy, but I can do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But its doors kind of hanging off a little bit now. It was handmade.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's, for the kids' Christmas 1 year. Yeah.
So good. It's so good. Do you remember your first episodes that you kind of watched, David?
Well, weirdly, very like Russell. I mean, I'm a little younger than Russell.
Just a little.
And at my first television memory, indeed memories as a human, is John Pertwee turning into Tom Baker. There's obviously something about that moment,
the regeneration
moment, that is sort of magical and mystical and absolutely captured my imagination and led to me having conversations with my parents about TV shows and actors, and there's a direct line to watching that, to sitting here today.
To where we've got to.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Last night, because now the Hooniverse, you've got 800 episodes of Doctor Who. I thought, I'll just see if I can find this episode that I really remember, The Seeds of Doom, the plant that takes over everyone, turns them evil. I ended up watching the whole thing.
Oh.
I think it was like six episodes.
Amazing.
It was so good. Tom Baker at his finest with Sarah Jane.
Sarah Jane, bless her.
So wonderful. In cheesecloth, of course, because that was the era. And there's so many lines from that. The thing is, I will warn people, if you delve into Hooniverse on the iPlayer, you will end up watching it all night, not going to sleep and not being awake to do your breakfast show in the morning. So what can you tell us about coming on board again, Russell? What made you want to come back on board?
Well, having been that boy who's loved it since he was three, I never stopped loving it. Even when I stopped working on Doctor Who, I kept watching. I watched all the Doctors after me. Still bought Doctor Who magazine every month. I still love it. So I never really stopped thinking of stories. I mean, I've been thinking of those stories since I was about five. So that's natural. And there was a chance, because the BBC said, let's make it bigger. It's going to go to a big streamer in America. Let's supersize it. And all the words I wanted to hear, really. It's like, yes. And their ambitions for the show absolutely fitted the way I thought the show should go. And do you know what? It simply makes me happy, this show. I thought, go and be happy.
Yeah.
I love
be happy.
Yeah.
And you two reunited again. Do you remember the call coming, David?
Well, it sort of emerged, didn't it? Sort of bit by bit. First of all, during lockdown, there were these things called the tweet-alongs, where people from the show got enlisted by Emily Cook, who worked for Doctor Who magazine, just decided, wouldn't it be fun as a sort of international bit of Doctor Who community, that everyone presses star on an episode at the same time and tweets along there
across the world.
Yeah, and it sort of grew, and she started, because she worked for Doctor Who magazine, she started pulling in people from the show, and we all got enlisted to watch, was it Journey's End we did together?
It was The Runaway Bride.
Runaway Bride we did first. Yeah, and we all watched this episode together, and I don't tweet, but I got through the auspices of my tech-friendly wife, we all joined in. And we just had a really good time.
Yeah.
It was fun. And that led to conversations between Russell, Catherine and myself about, wouldn't it be fun to get the band back together one last time?
And here we are.
And then suddenly that became like a real thing.
I told the BBC, I passed that on, thinking, well, I better let them know just in case. Bang, here we are.
And
amazing.
Here we are. Yeah. So the first episode is on Saturday. What can you tell us about it, Russell?
Oh, the
or David?
Star Beast. It's three Saturdays, three separate stories over the next 3 weeks. The Star Beast. brings David back to Earth, David's doctor back to Earth. If you remember from the old show, Donna, played by Catherine Tate, was his companion who had her mind tragically wiped, so she's forgotten him, and if she ever remembers him, she will die. Just like real life, really. It's an everyday tale. And at the same time, oh, this is good, a spaceship crashes on London, carrying the Star Beast, a beautiful creature called the Moop,
played by Miriam
Margulies. Yeah. So all those strands of the story start to come together, and I can't tell you anymore.
No.
Okay, that's it. What a tease. Oh, and that's just one episode. Yeah. Okay, we'll play some Madness, and c'est la vie, and then more chat with these fabulous chaps.